James Wensley founded the firm, and I think it was about 1860 that he actually took over. You see, they patented that thing. What's it? That's 1894. They actually ran a patent out on this, what is now obviously the, what do they call that thing that they put behind the tractor? The manure distributor, you know, the thing that they, this very modern tank that they put behind the tractor and it slings it all over the field. Well, Wensley actually patented that. That was the original. And it was more or less the same thing. It had a gate here, and that revolving chains inside were driven by the wheels, but it was the same principle. And they patented that, but couldn't afford to keep the patent up.
So what happened?
Well, it was anybody's then, you see, and from that, is evolved all the most modern manure distributors, you see, but they were the first, apparently, as far as I know, to make this. They sort of designed it, and it was very successful, and then they drew out a patent on it. But they couldn't afford to keep it. Apparently it cost them quite a lot of money every year to keep this patent up, and they couldn't afford to do this, so they had to drop it. And of course, as soon as they did, then everyone else got on a bandwagon, or people making these sort of things. Tuckers were, although they're farmers, they were famous for their Tucker's mowers. And down in the orchard, which is gone now, they had hundreds, literally hundreds, of cars that would be worth millions today. I mean, the old Morris Oxfords and you name it, they had them down there during the war. And they converted these cars into motor mowers. They'd take the bodies off of them. They'd put iron wheels on the back using the same principle as this. In fact, I don't know where it is. There was one of them went up the road, the other day, 12 months ago, one of Tucker's motor mowers, and it must have been an antique thing. What they did was it was quite big business. They must have literally spent thousands and thousands in machinery for this down at Tucker's farm. They had lathes, metalworking lathes, and all the, in those days, the most modern machinery, which was commandeered by the government during the war. You know, anyone that wasn't making munitions and they had machinery, they commandeered it. So it was before the war Tucker's made this. Now what they did is they took the back wheels off the car, and they put these wheels on where the back wheel should be in the car. And then from the engine, whereas these wheels, when the horse pulled it along, there was a cog wheel and a gearbox, and these wheels drove that blade that goes backwards and forwards in there. Well, all they did was they put these wheels on the car, and a chain from the engine to the gearbox. Therefore, that used to drive these things, and they were called Tucker's motor mowers. They were very, very famous, actually, and they were actually made of all old cars. I know there was Morris Oxfords and stuff like that down there that they used, and they had literally hundreds of these cars in the orchard, which now would be worth a small fortune.